Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to Mario?
Yep.
This is Alex calling from Arch Top Fiber.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I see you had a question here about the port forwarding.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so port forwarding won't work on this network.
At all.
I mean, you can always circumvent that using IPv6, because IPv6 is publicly routed, at least the addresses we give out.
Gotcha.
But the I but if you're doing it over IPv4, unfortunately, because we're under the carrier grade network address translation, I don't know if you know what that is.
No, but that's
I can explain it if you like.
sure.
So basically, network address translation happens within a network, right? Where that's how IPs get distributed, right? And basically, let's say it's basically like you're under two different networks. So the public IP address that you're seeing on your computer won't necessarily be the same that the internet sees.
Gotcha.
It's gonna be the one that's given at the carrier level, which is us. So they'll see our IP address, which obviously can't be port forwarded on.
Right. Okay.
So that's why IPv4 port forwarding won't work. But you can always, I forget the name for it. This like you can access everything with IPv6 just fine, because it will bypass that a CGNAT that I was talking about, the carrier grade network address translation. I don't
Okay,
know.
so I just gotta look into IPv6 and how to do that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Do I
and
need anything from you guys for that?
no, because because on your route, like your router automatically has IPv6, like default IPv6 should be on there. So you can really search up your IPv6 address, and it should be there. If it's not, you would have to turn it on your router. You have our router, right? Like one of our routers. You have one of our devices.
I have the ONT, then it goes to a box, then it goes to my router. I have
Oh,
a
your router.
unified
Okay.
router.
Oh, okay. So then you just have to go into that route, like log into that router. Usually there's like a login on the back of every router. You just log into it and see if IPv6 is turned on or off. And if it's off, just turn it on. We automatically distribute IPv6 on all our throughout our entire network. So regardless, you'll have an address. You just might not have to turn it on. And then once you turn it on, you'll be able to li literally, it's called pin. Well, I think for IPv6, it's called pinholing, which is similar to port forwarding, same concept.
Okay.
And basically, you can either call someone to try and figure out how to configure that, depending on how your home network is set up, or I mean, Google. That's how I figured we could
No,
answer.
that's what I was thinking. I'll probably go into like Unify forums and check it out, IPv6 port forwarding or whatever. Yeah. No, that's fine. No, I appreciate you like getting back to me so quick. I just sent
No.
that thing earlier.
Yeah, no. I just because like it literally gives like I'm the tier two tech support, so it comes right to me. So
Gotcha. Do you get a lot of calls about
yeah, that's like the most common call. Most common call is like the is that's literally what I handle, like 25/7, 25/8
that?
every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I mean,
Yeah, no, I
yeah,
get it.
but I mean, it's a common issue. And if that doesn't work, the only other option would be to what's it called? It'd be a static IP address, which we don't normally hand out to like the residential customers. Usually that's reserved for businesses, but in special cases, and if it's like you can't access anything that you're doing, like let's see, like you know, and it's super important, then you usually have like a process you go to get you that.
Gotcha. No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's just for my security cameras, and if anything, I would just like change them to something else. But no, I'll give that IPv6 thing a try. Like, I'm curious about it also because I've never played with IPv6, so that gives me an excuse.
Perfect. Well, yeah, like I said, if you have any troubles, feel free to call us back. You can just call 1-855-ARCHTOP and then just ask for Alex, and I'll be glad to help, man.
Oh, awesome, Alex. I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else you have any concerns with?
No, I think that was it. I'll play around with it, see how it goes.
Sounds good, man. Well, you have a beautiful rest of your day, all right?
Hey, thank you. You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.